It's deadline day for former President Trump. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, to post a more than $450 million bond to appeal a civil fraud ruling in New York he calls crazy. If he doesn't, New York Attorney General Letitia James, a Democrat, could move to seize some Trump assets.
Trump told me in an exclusive interview on Friday that he will take this fight all the way up to the United States Supreme Court if necessary. He also told me, quote, they can't take away your property before you've had a chance to appeal. Trump on Friday also said he can technically afford this bond, saying he has nearly $500 million in cash. But Trump told me, quote, that does not mean I'm going to give money to a rogue and incompetent judge, the puppet of a corrupt Attorney General who is failing with violent crime and migrant crime and whose only purpose in life is attempting to get Trump.
Fox's Brooke Singman. The former president is also expected in court in New York today for a hearing into a looming criminal trial over the so-called hush money case. He's charged with falsifying business records over payments to an adult film star in 2016 to keep quiet an alleged Trump affair the former president denies he had. Days after the terror attack at a concert hall in Russia that killed more than 130 people, four suspects in court today.
All appear to have been beaten, their faces are bruised, and Russian media reports at least one suffered electric shocks during interrogation. All identified in Russian media as citizens of Tajikistan. ISIS has claimed responsibility for what was the deadliest attack on Russian soil in years.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Russia has blamed Ukraine for being involved in that terror plot, but Vice President Harris tells ABC's This Week.
No, there is no whatsoever any evidence. And in fact, what we know to be the case is that ISIS-K is actually, by all accounts, responsible for what happened.
Early this morning, Russia launched hypersonic missiles at the capital, Kyiv. Ukraine's Air Force says it shot two missiles down. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
What happened in Russia has put some focus back on the Islamic State terror group the U.S. helped root out of Iraq and Syria.
While appearing Sunday on ABC's This Week, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio spoke about the ISIS trafficking infrastructure, which moves people across the world.
I think common sense tells you if they run a trafficking network of people, they would most certainly use it to move operatives into the United States.
Senator Rubio also spoke about ISIS-K's larger goals.
They would love to do what they did in Moscow here inside the United States.
On Fox News Sunday, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton spoke about potential timelines.
I'm deeply worried that ISIS from Afghanistan will end up targeting Americans sooner rather than later.
And expressed concern about the ability to keep U.S. citizens safe, both at home and abroad, including at U.S. embassies. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Stock futures have been falling on Wall Street ahead of a short trading week, with the markets closed on Good Friday. The price of the gas pump keeps rising 14 cents the past 2 weeks. Why?
There's been an added risk premium because of recent activities in the Middle East and Russia. And the seasonal situation is we have higher costs this time of year to make spring and summer specifications to prevent smog.
Analyst Tribly Lundberg's survey of stations has regular gas at $3.60 per gallon. AAA's national average is 7 cents less than that. It's down to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Three regional top seeds advanced with wins yesterday. Connecticut, Purdue, and Houston, which needed overtime to beat Texas A&M. Clemson upset a three-seed Baylor. Coach Brad Brownell said after,
you know, our team was one of the last two teams probably left out of the tournament last year, and that's heartbreaking. And you talked to them about it all year, and now they're realizing why this is such a significant tournament.
Alabama, Duke, Marquette, and San Diego State also won to advance in the men's bracket. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.